Appreciate that. I hope everybody understands a little bit further where we're better where we're going and how come. The whole time we've been doing this, I've never seen any public discussion.
Do we have to wait for next and adopt the tax increase after the public hearing?
Can we take care of other business prior to that though, and then we can do that after?
Yes, we can. We can do that. So what we're going to do is we'll go ahead and go forth with introductions. Craig Hidalgo from Clarkston.
Sierra Bradley, clerk.
Dave Gatherum, Hyde Park.
Don Schiffer, Richmond.
Richard Gray, manager.
Paul James, Hiram.
Dave Coons, Providence.
David Wood, Malaga.
Wade Campbell, Smithfield.
Kim Hatch, Trenton.
Brian Myers, Mendon.
Ned Simper, Lewiston.
And Jeff Ricks, unincorporated. He's here.
He just stepped out.
Jeff Ricks, unincorporated, has been here and we'll step back in. Do you have the agenda?
Yeah, sorry, here, I'll hand out.
Let's get the agenda. I might be good at this.
See if you know everybody.
Okay, once you get your agendas, I'll take a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the agenda. Wade Campbell, Smithfield.
Ned Simper, second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to adopt our agenda for this, the November 21st Cascadia Development District Board of Trustees meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the agenda is adopted. Okay, we've already done our introductions, so I appreciate that. Next on our agenda is review and approve the minutes of October 24th. Any discussion on the minutes of October 24th?
I'd like to make a motion, if I may. Make a motion that we approve the agenda meeting minutes from October 24, 2024.
Wade Campbell. Don Schiffer, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the minutes stand approved. Okay, let's go ahead and move into the manager report.
It's cold, so the mosquitoes should be gone. Actually, I killed one last night in my bathroom, but that's mainly because they've come in to hibernate for the winter, but nothing, the one truck that got in the accident this summer is the bed is fixed. They missed a long stretch in the front passenger, so we took my truck in that was in the, got rear-ended, and it's getting fixed right now. And then when that gets done, then I'll take that back in and they'll fix it and still underneath the same insurance claim. The building is almost, from the water leak, is almost done. I'm just waiting for the there's a kick plates along the bottom.
Toe big?
Toe, yes. And that should be done within the next 2 weeks. And then Blue Sky's done a pretty good job at that. We're just getting stuff. I got the foggers winterized. One of the foggers, the one that we're replacing, Wayne County is actually buying it. They're offering, I'm getting about half of what I paid for in 2010. I paid $10,000 for it in 2010. They're giving us $5,000 for it, so I think that's pretty good. It's still running well, but Wayne County has started an abatement program, and they just need something, and we were surplusing it, and so it worked out for us. And Bill Cox, the county commissioner for Rich County, is going to take it down too and everything. And we've already invoiced them. And if you've seen anything from them, yeah. Bill said that we should be getting it. He's already sent that to him. So
okay.
We sold it for half of what we paid for. And for a 14-year-old fogger, that's not a bad return investment there. So that will be coming. And then just getting one of the four-wheelers we last year, we put a plow on it to help move snow, and we're just getting that just ready so that we're ready for snow removal and everything around the building and everything. But the meeting, the end of year meeting, was pretty good. We had it. I presented two presentations. One where we presented about what the USU students did for us and the new equipment that they built and that, and then the quick, and it was a 3-minute thing about our mosquito abatement did this summer. So that those presentations went as good as expected as well. So, and then Sierra was able to go down to the UASD thing this last couple of weeks ago, and she can present on that. But it's winter time. I'm grateful that it slowed down, so that's okay. All I have.
Did you want to go over the annual report, or?
Oh, every year, that should say, yeah, it does say 2024. So this year, the manager has come and gone.
Oh,
we had a lot of good things happen at the beginning of the season that showed some promise. This kind of, every year I kind of put some statistics out. We counted over 24,000 mosquitoes with total inspections of just over 3,300, with the total treatments of 1,656. We treated over 17,000 acres, and then the different products that we use, Natchalar. This is one of the bigger years for Natchalar because that's what, it's a lighter product, and so it was easier for the drone. It's a 30-day product, and so just under 850, over 850 pounds of that. Alta Cyprix ads, we threw 50, almost 5,700 Alta Cyprix briquettes and a few Natchalar, and then BVA oil, 4-star, Metalar, you can see the numbers there, and then that's the total with the control and the malathion both. We used almost 1,400 gallons of the total sprayed, about 200, almost 285,000 acres this summer with the 4 trucks. And then it goes into the West Nile virus. In June, we got a late frost that kept early mosquitoes at bay. And in July, the weather changed, became warm and dry. And then our first trap in Hyde Park tested positive on the 30th of July, which is the earliest that we've seen a trap test positive. We had 2 confirmed human cases in the valley. I don't know where the first one, I do know, and that came out of Cornish, but the second one, didn't hear anything about. And the next paragraph is our drone program. It continues to evolve. This year we flew a total of 521 flights, which was a 33% increase, and treated a total of 437 acres, which is up 41% from last year. We put about almost 4,000 pounds of product out with the drone, which was a 39% increase. And then we went to a new adult site model because of the resistance of Control 3030, and changed it with a combination of the 3030 and 5-Phenon for our adult siting efforts. And we have a total of 4 trucks that service the valley. And we put 2 on the control, 2 on malathion, and then broke up the week. So it would, those 2 trucks would be in the same areas, 2 weeks on Control 3030, and then 2 weeks on 5-Phenon, and then we'd go back to the 3030 to 5-Phenon and so forth. This coming year, because of the rise of the cost of products and equipment, and the drone has been helpful, we've been able to reach a lot more area with the ATV. And this has increased the amount of product that we've used because of covering more area, and so the need for the raising of the tax increase is what we've put in there. And so that's my end of year report. That
can we get that emailed to us?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll email it to everyone and put it on our website.
So we can kind of give a report to our council.
Yeah, but
yes.
It will also be on our website. I will, once it's tonight, I can, we'll put it on the Cash Mosquito website, so.
Good job.
Okay, clerk report?
Yes, clerk.
Just the usual, I'll just, since I have this up, I'll start with this, of how we had, despite seeing West Nile earlier than normal this year, we had a great board and employees keeping the district running and going. We were able to reach the end of our 2024 under budget, thanks to Matt Regan in reviewing our annual financial statements and procedures. He is able to do all that. And then continuing from, said in 2018, the CMED board approved the designation of the manager position as a salary one. And so to report each year, so just have a 4-year cycle. So this year, fogging was 25.75, larva sighting 62, maintenance 142.25, managing 426, safety 30, speciation 133.25, with a total hours of 819.25. So we've been working hard and continue to work hard, and I love my role as clerk and look forward to many more years working with CMAD.
I'll keep her.
So, few other things.
I know.
Few other things is remember to deposit your trustee compensation checks. I'll just keep, most of you have done training, so, but we're getting in the new year and you have to do it again, so. And then I did go to the Special Districts Conference, the Utah Special Districts Conference, the beginning of November, and that was really insightful. It was good to go all 3 days and see the different parts. So I learned a little bit about what Streamline did, what we needed to do with our website, and different things like that. So I would definitely, I'm going to go yearly. But also, the Special Districts has one day for board members that you can go and be certified in your training. So you don't even have to get online. You could come to this one-day conference, do the training in person, and they'll give you your certificate. So whether you come to the Special Districts, the Utah Mosquito Conference also does a board board member training. So just putting that out there. So that's all I got.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and skip on the tax increase. So I think we have some public here. Are you public?
Yes, I just came for the public hearing for the increase of the board budget.
Great.
Of the budget.
Great, appreciate you coming. You need to sign in. There's a paper back there I need you to sign into.
We'll put it.
State your name and where you're from, if you would, please.
Good.
We're just kind of wrapping up some budget stuff. We talked as a board.
Just name,
just name and where he's from?
Huh?
Just name and where he's from?
Yeah.
Okay.
We went into our board of trustees meeting in Wordington and nobody showed up, so. And then we'll have our truth and taxation meeting. We'll start at 7 o'clock. So let's go ahead and review and approve the budget.
Okay, so this is, let's see, make that up. Okay, so right now that's where our Zions is standing in our PTIF. This is our overall, where we're looking at in each of the categories. And then bills, just the usual, we have personnel, we have our maintenance, fuel, operation site, miles training was because of the Utah Mosquito Conference was in the October. My Special Districts Conference was the 1st of November. So between mile driving and hotel rooms for both of us for the Mosquito Conference and then mine for the Special Districts Conference. And then office supplies and phones. So
one of them that will be on next month, and then because it was a little after, I did take every year. You guys have given me permission to take the guys up for a thank you, and so we did that. Maybe go Friday.
So it's part of the training.
Oh,
part,
okay.
Yeah, travel,
yeah.
Training.
Right. So that's part of that $2,400 is we went Some of them said they need to be coming back. Hope they all come back. It was a good year.
I move we pay the bills, Paul James.
Wade Campbell, second.
I have a motion and a second. Without any further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we'll pay the bills. Okay, we still got a few minutes before the actual public hearing starts. So I think we're gonna have to hold off for at least 3 minutes and then open the public hearing.
I do have maybe something for our next meeting. I didn't get checked, Richard, but we had where we had Richard went in to pay for the truck being fixed, and the bills had come through on there, and so the credit limit on his card wasn't enough with the bills going through in his truck, so they used Sierras, but they ended up declining Sierras. So I went to the Zions Bank to see what our options are, and right currently they have Richard at 8,000 and Sierra at 5. And so I went through to see what it would to get to just up it to where it was. I think at one time it was at 20,000, and somehow over the years it's changed. And there's quite a bit of steps to go through. So I'm wondering, rather than take it to the new limit, if something we could add to our next month's meeting and discuss increasing their credit limit and see what number we want to have there. So that way, because I think the things we talked about, things are getting more expensive. Sometimes it's more than 8,000 of what Richard wants to use his card for.
Do we have a cash back, like 2% cash back on those cards?
I think this one does, but it's...
We might want to look into that if he's spending $8,000 a month.
And so it's typically, this is a kind of a rare occasion where he put the repair truck
right
on it. But yeah, if there's something like that, would be about...
I know we get $500 back a year.
We did? Okay.
So I don't know. They said they could bump it up to Richard's to 10 without me going through any paperwork or whatever much. But if we're going to just ask, then I have a bunch of things and information I need off of last year's taxes. But I didn't know if we wanted to put it on the agenda and discuss what the limit should be, or you know how you would want to approach that.
Yeah, why don't we table that for this time? Let's put that on next month.
Yep.
To have a thorough discussion on what we probably, because I think you're right, what we're seeing with price increases, we're probably not where we need to be.
So, Dave said, this is a rare occasion. So what happened is that accident that happened in July, I went through the insurance and they said, who do you want to take it to? And I thought, well, we can take it to Preston Watts, but Preston Watts is not they're not one of the preferred. So what they did is they sent us the check for that accident, for the insurance, and then I just had to take the $500. Well, because of that, when I got in my accident and the guy rear-ended me, and I went into, not Blue Sky, that's the...
Okay, I need a motion to leave our regular cash mosquito abatement district board of trustees meeting. I'd like to close it at this time and move into a public hearing on the tax increase. So do I have a motion to...
I'll make a motion, David Wood.
Okay, David Wood.
I'll second it, Wade Campbell.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, so the board is now, we are now moving into a public hearing.
Do I stop this recording and start a new one?
Yep. Appreciate it very much. Okay, so I have a motion to reopen our board of trustees meeting for November 21st.
I'll make a motion to reopen. Wade Campbell, reopen the board of trustees meeting.
Joe okay. Archer, second.
Okay, I have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we're back into our business meeting. So let's talk about the tax increase. I don't think we need to discuss any more on that, do we?
For the tax increase, no.
Okay. Again, I think as a board and as a group, as a district, I think we've done very well over the years I've been involved, and most of you have been involved a lot longer than that. We've managed our resources, our taxes extremely well. We are increasing out of a necessity, not a need, not a desire, just a necessity. Keep above water, and I think we're going to be able to do that for what we're doing. Okay, so next, the budget meeting. Our next meeting, we will pass a budget. We'll go ahead and take what we've got tonight. We'll apply that in our next meeting, December. We will pass that budget. We'll lay it out for you, and you'll have it before you, and we'll need to pass it. And we'll do it as a motion, and then you have to sign a paper that states that you've accepted the budget. The board approves the budget, and we'll move forward, and it'll be logged with the state accordingly. And then we'll submit it.
And that's with the tax increase part of it, correct?
Yep.
That's why we're signing this, because of the tax
increase. Yeah, it's a tax increase.
Yeah,
now, okay, the budget will include the tax increase.
Okay.
Okay, so that's, once you see the final budget, that includes the tax increase. So, and it'll be just like what you're seeing right now.
What is the date of that December meeting?
It is the second week in December.
Because of the Christmas season, it's the second week in December.
So it will be the 12th.
Yeah, the reason we held this tonight, we didn't have any choice.
Right.
The county said this is when you got to do it. Usually our meetings are the first week of the month or second week of the month.
Second, for November and December. Did we want to go back? We were talking about the credit limit with the
credit
card.
Limit.
So I understood that was an item for next month's budget.
Well, it is, but we're talking about why we're doing it so that we can.
Just
so
background.
Normally with this, the insurance, I got the money from the insurance to take the Preston Watts, but when I got rear-ended, and they said, hey, take it to Caliber, I said, well, since I'm already working with Caliber, I'll take this truck to them as well. Well, since I already had it, and then the bill came, and we had already deposited the check, I was just going to pay him with that, with the credit card, because the check was already in the fund. So this does not happen very often. It's only happened like three times in the last 14 years that I've been manager. And
it was just that everything was once. We had our two hotel rooms for the conference. I had my hotel room for the conference. We had to pay for the truck. It was just, and then our regular bills also came through our credit card.
That's the purpose of the tax increase. It's not going to be, or not tax increase, sorry.
We're going to go more, let's go.
Richard had his own tax increase.
The credit card increase on that balance, so that's why we've asked for it. But it did used to be, when I first got my credit card, it was $10,000, and Terry had $10,000, so it was equal to 20. So every time when I went to use it, I'm like, why? And I, okay, mine's a little over. So with Sierra's, that would equal enough. And they somehow, over the years, without us knowing, they just kind of decreased it. So that's the whole purpose of the talk.
Dave, you'll have some options next month. We're going to look at.
Yeah, and I'll just go with Richard to see what he thinks. We'll just have a discussion and come back with it and see. I have some information for you to just to have ready for me.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, I think for our individuals to come a little bit later, sorry for the confusion. We had our 6 o'clock budget meeting, and then nobody showed up to that, public or anything else, so we just discussed the budget for about 40 minutes. Then we went in, rather than just sit here, we went ahead and opened the Board of Trustees meeting. So we need to add Craig Rigby, Joe Archer, and who else come in? Yeah, Craig Rigby, I already mentioned him.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Yeah, okay. So we need to add them to our list.
Yep, I got them.
Okay. Any other discussion? And I thank everybody for showing up. I thank you for the questions. They're very good questions. Any other concerns that we need to address before our next meeting?
Craig, there's just clarification. We had a discussion earlier about rainy day caps or whatever. City manager pulled this out of what we have as far as Smithfield City. I don't know if that applies to us, but he thinks it does. Is your general fund cannot exceed 35% of the revenue of the new budget year, but there is no cap on a rainy day fund.
That's right. Okay, thank you.
State of Utah is they cannot have It's 8% of the general fund for that year the surplus occurred. So there's different criteria for different entities, so I don't know where we fit, but.
Yeah, we're a district, so we'd have to find out what a district can do.
Yeah, so it may be different.
That's what I was thinking, there's not a cap, there's a cap at one thing, but the rainy day fund, you can just.
Well, they raised it for the cities.
Yeah.
Yeah, municipalities, our rainy day fund went up, but the district, I don't think that, I probably should have, but.
So should I.
Thank you, appreciate that. If there's nothing else, I can entertain a motion to adjourn.
Dave Gather moved to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion to second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you.
Dave, I have a check.